So if you haven't noticed, I do a lot of thinking, which wasn't normal before this gig, just so you know. I'd spend some time thinking, and then, like most kids, react. And then after the reaction, go, oh, I should have thought about that more. But as I age and get a little more maturity on me, as much as I can, I think about life and about my spiritual pathway. And then within the role of the pastor, I think about each and every one of you and how I can help you feel either more connected to the church or your spiritual life, how that's going, how your health is going, how your lives are going. And then I think about the interconnectedness that we have with one another, the give and the take, the gifts that blend and make this beautiful congregation up. And then that other interconnectedness is how we are continually connecting and finding ways to connect with the Holy Trinity, the three in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which lead us in that interconnectedness. The hope, the goal in mind, is what leads us to the actions. Not only the actions that we take, but the reactions that we have, that are taking place around us, within us, above, below, beside, as the Spirit and the Holy Trinity walk beside us each and every day, guiding our paths and our actions. And my thinking led me to the deep dive of Pentecost, because it's Pentecost, thus the thread, and how we not only connect with the Holy Spirit, but how that leads us into the connection of the Holy Trinity, how the relationship, especially next Sunday, because next Sunday is Holy Trinity Sunday. So it's a natural kind of progression. But that led me to a book. Surprise, surprise. One that was written by, he's a member of Point of Grace, my home church. I went to go where I started going and led to this journey. But it's Dr. Paul Ingram, and he was a former professor from PLU, and theology was his game. He is an amazing theologian. But he talks about the Pentecost and how our interconnectedness. He wrote words that I thought, oh, that is just what I was thinking. Don't you love that when you find a book and it matches what you're thinking? It's pretty awesome. So anyways, I was thinking about Pentecost, and I wanted to read his opening paragraph to the reflection on Pentecost. And it says, Pentecost celebrates the countless expressions of God's love and wisdom. God's Holy Spirit moves through all creation, bringing forth life and love and inspiration. Fire and wind are everywhere. Inspiration and revelation are just a moment away and can come either by surprise or as a result of the interplay between God's wisdom and our intentional spiritual practices. The Spirit blows where it wills, in all directions, embracing all life, human and non-human. And so thinking about the Spirit who blows and breathes new life in us, that challenges us, and leading to the thought of in Acts 2, and Linda, by the way, superb job on all those names. Just have to say, most people just skip over those word names when they're reading. Good job. So thinking about how that must have been, being in that moment when Pentecost came upon the early church, and how the Spirit blew in with tongues of fire, rested on them, and the Spirit indwelling, and they started hearing all these languages, and they understood all the different languages. And they're thinking, how is that in my native tongue, and yet this person understands? But that revelation that took place that day, not only revelation, but that the outpouring of the Spirit that hadn't been there with them before that moment. Because it was kind of like this little timeline or this getting them ready. Because we have to get ready sometimes. Like, what we're thinking has to get kind of molded and shaped as God prepares us for the next step. So with the early church, there was kind of this timeline and steps that they had to take. First, God, when he created the earth and all there, he put the tribes and he got the rules and the bylaws and all this thing ready for them. As they prepared for Christ coming, this one that would save them, the Savior, this King, and then he shows up in this most unexpected way as this poor man that was born in a manger that was revolutionary. He talked to the outcasts, and he had this really radical like ministry that just kind of blew their mind, and he interpreted all that God had written through the prophets and showing them that God's love is active and real and that grace was for everyone, not just those that were studied and knowledgeable, but for the women at the well and for the prostitute and for all these people that he came across, the lame, the blind. Getting them prepared by telling them that the Spirit has yet to come. John baptized you in the name, John the Baptist baptized you. I baptize you with the Spirit. So he's getting them ready to understand that there's another part coming. And then that part comes with the Spirit breathing on them, encouraging them, giving these gifts that are different, that are all important because of the interconnectedness, the relationships that they start forming. Because each kind of plays off one another, and they're all beautiful when they're all seen together. And then that idea, if you've ever seen my business card, you'll see Romans 5:5 printed on the bottom of it, and on my emails too. Because I think it was an important verse, and when I became pastor here, I'm like, all right, what's going to be my verse? What's going to sum up my thoughts and my intentionality that I want people to know about me? So Romans 5:5 says, "For we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." That's what I want people to understand, is how impactful and powerful God's love is. And that it's not just for us to hold on to and covet, but it's for us to share. And that embracing, so we're called to embrace people of all different walks and identities and just the fullness of this earth that takes place. And we're called to embrace those people with love, as God loves us, that flows through us out into the world. And in those relationships that we have, those that have gone to the side at times because of how busy our lives are, that we're called to re-embrace. We're called to reform and restart and bring them back into our circle. So my intentional focusing through this time, as we begin the time after Pentecost. And there's about 23 or 28 weeks. I can't remember because of each year, whole calendar thing. Like I told you last week, there's this whole calendar thing and it kind of makes rambling. However, my intentional focus for those however many weeks we have after Pentecost until we get to Advent, so November, end of November, is looking at the Trinity's relationship with one another, how that's all interconnected, how that affects our relationships with one another. and our influences, how the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, Holy Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, how that influences our relationships with one another. In not only in our shared ministry, but in the missions that we hold true, those that we represent, those that we might want to represent, to be part of. So the interconnectedness, those relationships that we have not only with one another, but those that are outside in our community, that could be far-reaching. And one of those things that I want you to help me with, and the council started this, but I would like your help, because we have a lot to celebrate. For the last 2 years, and we can even go beyond those last 2 years. So downstairs in the fellowship hall, on the table in the back, if you like, go right down, is two pieces of paper. And on those are things that we celebrated that we could remember, that we celebrated these last 2 years. And then looking into the future, what we want to celebrate in 2 more years. And I'd love for you to add your voice to those. It could be whatever you want to add. If it's already on there, star it, and we'll see how many stars we get by things. If it's something new, please put it on there. Because as we talk about relationships, and so we don't get overwhelmed by what we should do, but what God is calling us to do, God has already called us, is to remember what we can celebrate. To know that whatever we're looking forward into is not as scary as we think it might be. Amen.